Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. Boy, that first one went by fast. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975, and also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Very sportsy. A lot of sportsy stuff, and a little restaurantery at the end there, but mostly sportsy. Astros, Rockets, all good stuff. You know the numbers if you want to get in. You can also check us out on live stream, which if people really want to see what we look like, it's okay. Livestream.com/GauMedia/live. Which somebody's saying, Fred, I've only seen you in the same look with the hat and the sunglasses. I almost always wear a hat unless I had a big meeting right before the show, because I want to cover up as much of my head as possible. And then the bill covers up as much of my face as possible.
Good move. Yeah, it's a good. It works for you.
That's right. I don't want to be one of those guys that comes in here and then you put on the stream and you're like, ah. See,
yeah, there's already a Twitter account that it followed me today and then tagged me in something. Hold on, let me pull it up here. It is called. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. It's called Barry's Jiggly Arms.
Interesting.
And the whole point of the account, apparently, is to highlight Barry Laminack having jiggly arms on the internet stream.
Ah.
So my sort of assumption is that Joel Blank runs that account.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a safe bet, right?
No, because I can't see him doing that.
I can.
Really?
Absolutely, I can.
Okay. I'm going to defend Joel. apparently that's all we do is beat on Joel.
Longhorn Dimitri says Palillo has the body of a 12-year-old girl, so he's got that going for him.
He does not.
Yeah, I totally disagree.
I'm not able to get the live stream to work right now for some reason. I'm getting the comments from people. But I'm not seeing
the stream is down. Oh my God.
Well, I don't know if it's down.
Let's stop talking until we get this fixed, John.
I don't know if it's actually down. I'm just not able to get it on my computer. It does say my video will begin in 11 seconds.
Okay.
So,
well, patience, my friend.
Yeah, you got to be patient sometimes. But no, I think it's a pretty cool thing. And eventually, one of the things that I'm excited about is that we'll be able to pull video off of this. So when we have somebody in studio and it's somebody interesting, then we could pull it and put it on Sports Map, so the people who aren't on there watching it, there's 48 people on there now. Yeah, I'm getting the spinning wheel of death on the video.
No. Yeah, it's working.
It's working for you?
Oh, yeah. No. It means your laptop's broken.
Well, no, it can't be my laptop. My laptop's badass. Well, it's the best laptop, AJ.
But you have bad laptop luck.
I do have bad laptop luck. But I've tried it on Safari, and it's just not loading.
And well, then I tried to do what I did and get away from Safari.
Well, then I tried it on Chrome and it's not loading either.
Uh-oh.
But when people are chatting, like it tells me how many people are there and I see their names, like Pick Me Michael's on there.
What are they talking about on there? What's the scuttlebutt?
Well, Pick Me Michael wants more Jong.
Okay.
Also says whoever thought of doing a stream is a genius.
Does anyone make fun of us for having flabby arms?
Not yet, no. Yeah, okay. Juan says it's working. Yeah, it's working for everybody but me. Apparently. Okay. But see, it's weird because the chat, this is popping up when I'm saying stuff. They're chatting with me. But all I get is I have a spinning wheel of death in the picture of us and the picture of the bench.
That's too bad.
Yeah, because I'd kind of like to see how ugly I am today on a scale of 1 to 10. Guessing I'm probably, you know, ugly scale.
Yeah.
Higher, better. Probably an 8 today. Probably 7.5 to 8. But I can't do that. That's kind of weird. It's probably a cookies problem, huh?
I have no idea. That's not in my department.
Yeah. And I have refreshed the page for those three people who just texted me to do that. Maybe I should reboot. That's the IT advice, right? Reboot.
A boot.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, you had something that you got over the break there that sounded interesting.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter from my friend Tom Leffler, who gave me a hat and didn't give anyone else a hat.
Yeah.
And it made everybody very upset.
I wasn't upset.
You were upset, but that's okay.
Well, that hat wouldn't have looked good on me because it would have been nice. I say a lot of nice things about him, too.
I have good news, Fred.
I won't anymore. Now I'm going for Canelo. Oh, yours is working. Yeah. No, what the hell?
Sorry, Fred.
What the obvious hell is going on here?
Tom tweeted out, congratulations to Triple G Boxing, the king of the ring and the ratings. His fight on Saturday night, the highest rated premium cable show since 2016. It shattered StubHub Center ticket sales record that he set versus Rubio and the merchandise record for boxing in the StubHub Center. So, successful night for Triple G.
In the StubHub Center, though, right?
Right. It broke the StubHub Center ticket sales record and merchandise record.
I'm getting the HBO stuff fine. Like my ads, like there's Westworld.
I don't know what to tell you. But
it's working on yours.
It's working on mine.
It's working on everybody's but mine. What the hell? This is like a new laptop still. It's less than a year old. I've never had problems with this.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, friend. Mm. Apologies. Thoughts and prayers to your laptop.
713-780-ESPN. MacDaddy says, toggle Wi-Fi on and off. All right. I'll try that.
It could be our Wi-Fi's fault.
Well, yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to turn it back on. We'll see if that works. MacDaddy has usually given me good advice in the past.
Strong advice.
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing I love about our listeners. There's always somebody that knows something about something.
Yeah.
So whether it's computers or, you know, whether you're having testicle pain or whatever it is, there's always a listener out there who knows exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's not putting me back on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, boy. Now what have you done?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fine. I think we have a Wi-Fi that's a lot stronger over on the Sports Map Culture Map side that I'm usually locked on, and I'm wondering if that's part of it.
Okay.
All right, so that I did that, and now we're going to see if this works because I just kind of want to see what the setup looks like. That's all. And here's a commercial again. I've seen the commercials. They've sold a lot of commercials for this live stream.
Yeah.
I got to give them that, the live stream people. Hey, John, that's all the live stream guys are the ones who make all the money off that, right?
Oh, we get half the inventory.
Oh, really? But, I mean, the ones that are on there, those are theirs. Like HBO.
Carnival Cruise.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a little dog one here. Somebody flying a kite. Claritin. That's what it is. There's a Claritin ad on there.
Okay.
And, yeah, spinning wheel of death again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't see the
chat?
The chat function.
You must have closed it.
Oh, I guess I have to hit watch on live stream. That's why.
Well, what are you watching it on?
I was watching it through the ESPN 97.5. Website.
Oh.
Which that's where we want to send people to.
Right.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
Well, we also want to send them to the live stream because...
Yeah, but we want them to go to the live stream through our website.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'd prefer they go find the story on Sports Map and go that way.
That's fine, too.
But, yeah, AJ, you just helped make a command decision on Sports Map. We put her video at the top.
Well,
we gave her a prime spot because she's performing well.
Does that make me sort of like management?
No. No, no. Just, it means you made a suggestion and we took it, but that's okay. That was a good suggestion.
It was a good one.
Yeah, because I didn't realize she had gotten that many.
You didn't realize she was such a performer?
Well.
An earner?
Well, that's the thing. She's a good earner.
That's right.
And if you're a good earner, you're good with me.
Yep. Jacob, he's a good earner now. He used to be a mechanic, and he was stressed out. He was working 50, 60 hours a week, working hard and not making that much money, not earning that much. And less than 6 months later, he started his IT career, making more money and working less hours. How long is it going to take you? What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer training or experience, no one cares. They're helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online. Just two or three times a week, you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Hey guys, if you've been outside, you know it's getting pretty warm out there, so it's time for your spring cleaning, and one of the things you can get rid of is just a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe it's been sitting out in the garage, and it's time to clean out the garage, and you were thinking, I'm going to fix it up, or I'm going to give it away, or I'm going to sell it, and you never got around to it. Maybe it's got a little flood damage. Well, guess what? Donate it to Texans Can Academies. Cars, trucks. Can be an RV, can be a motorcycle, can be a four-wheeler, can be a Sea-Doo. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. If it's motorized and it's sitting there, they'll come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, how about this $50 Visa gift card? And the cool thing is what they do with that money is they help kids that go to Texans Can Academies. And these are kids that have had to drop out of other schools for a variety of reasons. Well, they get a second chance at Texans Can Academies. And sometimes it's so much more than that because these are good kids, kids that had to get jobs to support their families. Or, well, guess what? They work around that schedule. Maybe they had trouble getting to school. Well, they get them bus passes. They take care of them. And so many of them go on and do great things, and you can help. You can get rid of something you're not using anymore. You can help somebody out and get a nice little tax deduction there, which is a good thing. And offer something you don't even need. Give them a call. Do a good thing. Be the latest blitzer to step up. Texans Can Academy, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Up to 79 people watching on the live stream.
Yo.
I'm not one of them. Still not working for me.
I'm not one of them anymore either.
This is very weird because, like I said, I'm getting all the chat and I'm just getting a spinning wheel of death here. And it can't be our Wi-Fi because you're on the same Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Jong, I don't know what's going on here, man.
Restart your laptop.
Do I really want to do all that? All right. I'm going to do all that.
I mean, I would do it during a break.
That's all right. I can do it now.
Okay.
We've got plenty of stuff we can talk about. Except my college football story, which now that I've restarted, I can't get to.
Oh, no.
So you're going to have to wait on that.
Mm. See?
We're going to get to college football. It's going to happen today or tomorrow. So tomorrow we're at Darling Way. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, Darling Way.
For her, what is it, 2 year anniversary?
Has it been that long?
I think it has. So we'll be out there. And if you're looking for some Mother's Day stuff that's a little different for the lady in your life, that's a good place to go.
Our boy Justin Van Zandt asked a question on Twitter a while ago, and it's kind of created a little buzz.
Yeah?
Astros question. Of the current Astros rosters, which players' numbers do you retire, and whose do you not? And my response was 27 is retired.
Yeah.
I said 60 if you could somehow keep him here longer, like if you can re-sign him through another contract. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, because he's getting up there too.
But he won a Cy Young here, and that's like, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
if you compare him to some of those other pitchers that are up there.
Yeah.
I mean, he fits, right?
Yeah.
And he did something none of them did. Won a World Series.
Yep.
With the Astros.
So, besides that, everybody else they got work to do. Because I know Correa is great. I have no doubt he's going to be great.
And what if he spends most of his career somewhere else?
Yeah. If he plays two or three more seasons here and then he's the starting shortstop for the Yankees, you don't retire his number then, right?
No. Hey, which one of these Wi-Fis do you use?
Gao_phones_5G.
Okay, that's what I'm supposed to be using then.
Don't slow me down. Don't come in here slowing me down. You know, I'll cry about bad Wi-Fi.
Why does this not have my password saved down here? Jeez,
I don't know the password. Don't ask me that.
Well, I don't either because all my passwords are saved, so I don't ever bother with them. All this so I could just see us and see what we look like on screen. This is a pain in the butt, but oh well. 713-780-3776. I like monitoring what the people say. And most of them say the same thing. Wow, you're really not an attractive man. Yeah, it's like, I know that. Yeah, tell me something I don't know. And a lot of times they're like, oh, AJ's typing a lot. Well, you can hear that. You don't need to watch for that.
Yeah, everybody knows that I type.
713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You see this T-Mobile thing? Like, if you're on T-Mobile, you're probably kind of screwed right now.
Yeah, I don't have T-Mobile. Do you?
No, I have AT&T.
John?
I have AT&T.
Okay, yeah, we all have AT&T.
And you know, I know I have to spend a lot for it, but you'll pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Oh, listen. You remember what happened when my wife switched me to Sprint?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it was the worst. It lasted about 3 months. But it was like the worst 3 months ever. And you don't realize how important that stuff is, like having a good cell phone provider.
Well, especially like most people don't have landlines anymore. So if you don't have a good cell phone, I mean, that's your connection to the world.
So I literally paid $1,000 so I could go back to AT&T and have a higher bill again. I don't mess around with cell phone bills.
So what? Somebody cut one cord and like half the country's out. Is that what happened, John?
Isn't it just Houston?
I thought it was more of a city. Yeah, more of a regional thing than a nationwide thing. But
yeah, well, to me, is there any other place outside of Houston? Does it really matter to us?
Yes, there's a whole world out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I just kind of thought this was it. I thought we were in the center of the universe. All right, so this didn't work. This is getting frustrating. There's got to be something on my settings, right?
I have no idea. Well, I think you should just give up on watching that stupid stream.
Well, I know, but I like talking to the people on there.
I don't.
I know, but
what do you do? Like, you made an account to talk to them?
No.
How do you talk to them? Don't you have to sign in?
No, I can see you there chatting.
No, but you're not talking
back. No, I'm not talking back to them. I'm just, you know.
Tell those people to tweet you or text the show.
Most of them do.
You've got enough to deal with.
I know, but I like keeping up with it, you know, because there's new people. It's a good thing.
Oh, geez.
We're welcoming the people into a new part of our show.
All right.
And I'm very happy about that. 81 people are on that stream watching us, stalking us, paying attention to everything we do. Like if you pick your nose, it's going to show up on there.
Yeah.
If you scratch your nethers, they're going to see it. Well, they won't see that because it's under the table.
That's true.
So technically, you can pretty much get away with whatever you want under the table. That's all right.
Hey, Matt Harvey has been traded.
Really?
Matt Harvey now a member of the Cincinnati Reds.
Ooh, that's Cincinnati, kind of like banishing you to baseball hell.
Cincinnati Reds, owners of the worst record in Major League Baseball, have traded for Matt Harvey. They traded a catcher for him, Devin Mesoraco, and this is the weirdest part. The Reds are sending cash to the Mets to offset the difference in salary. I mean, the Mets were about to get nothing for him. Like, why? If I were the Reds, I'd be like, no, listen, we'll give you this player, but, you know, the difference in cash be damned. Like, we're keeping our money.
Yeah.
But the Reds are suckers. They are currently 8-27. And
is that below average?
I think average would be around 500. They're below that.
Okay.
They're below that. If they go on a 19-game winning streak after they trade for Matt Harvey, then they'd be average. But that's unlikely because Matt Harvey can't pitch 19 days in a row. Because then when would he get really drunk?
Are they? Well, that's true. Well, probably during the games.
That's true.
That's not going to stop him. JB Webby says, not sure why people would want to watch you guys. It's radio.
I don't get it either. I don't either.
I don't either, but there's 89 people on there.
All right.
That's a lot of people. It really is.
It's not that many people. Think about how many people listen in
their car. Well, I know, but you think about people who are sitting around actually watching us on something that we just started that they don't even know about yet, really.
Jong, do you hate the live stream? Jong, are you even listening to the show?
No, he's not. He's over there. Oh, whoops.
Are you listening to the show? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm listening.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm putting the rewind together.
Oh, God. He doesn't even pay attention. We need to get him an assistant producer in there, I think.
Yeah, well, the show...
Like someone who will pay attention to the show.
The show's gotten pretty big. It may be time for an assistant producer so that John can actually participate and they can do stuff like put the rewind maybe together and then talk to Michelle when she comes in and starts harassing him or anybody else that comes in to harass John. We can have the assistant producer do
that. That's right.
I think, what do you think, Jong? I think that's a good idea. I think you need an assistant
Jong
producer.
Jong can't hear you right now.
Oh, that's
He's
right.
He's busy.
He's not listening.
He's really busy working on something else.
If he were listening, he'd know that I was saying, hey, I'm trying to help you out here. Get you an assistant producer. All right, 713.
What's that now?
Just pitch your Comicast. Do that.
Yeah.
So you're not going to help the show.
It dropped, it's going to drop, it dropped today. We talked a lot of DC and some of the stuff they're doing. They're launching their own streaming service, which I don't know how well that's going to do. They're going to do an R-rated Harley Quinn animated series.
Oh, animated.
Yeah,
they're going to do that. If it were X-rated, I'd be down.
And Margot Robbie is rumored to actually voice the character.
I don't care. I mean, if it's R-rated, I want to see her in it.
They're not going to do that.
So stupid.
Well, I mean, does that mean
wouldn't that be a good idea?
Are we going to see cartoon boobs in? Is that what we're going to get?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, then what's the point?
I really do think that should maybe be DC's move, is to make movies for strictly adult comic fans, like, and have boobs and like killing, like real like gory killings. That might be their best move. They're not beating Marvel at this kiddie game.
No.
There's no way.
No.
So give up on that. Quit making stupid movies like Suicide Squad. Have Harley Quinn get topless. And have the Joker, like, cut somebody's head off. Right? No one ever takes my advice.
I mean...
If I were in charge of a studio, things would be working way different.
Well, I still think my favorite one of all time was R-rated with Deadpool. I mean... They went in a pretty good direction with that.
Yeah, but they went funny.
They went funny, but there was also funny sex scenes.
Yeah.
And a lot of violence, which I'm for.
And it was a success.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a big success. I can't wait for Deadpool 2.
But listen, you keep coming out with these PG and PG-13 movies, you're not going to win that game. You're not going to win.
Not unless you're doing something different, which nobody's really doing.
No.
You know what the funny thing is? Fox didn't want Deadpool to succeed. I mean, I wouldn't say that, but they gave it like almost the budget was microscopic, and they only did it because there was a test footage that Ryan Reynolds shot to pitch Deadpool, and it got leaked, and fans clamored over making the movie, and Fox gave in and said, "Okay, we'll give you $50 million. You guys do what you want to do with it."
I bet their budget's a little better for Deadpool 2.
I think it's 80. It's really small. Yeah, and Ryan
Reynolds, what did that make? I mean, it was
something. I mean, it made a lot of money, but yeah. But Ryan Reynolds came out recently and said that if you make it a $150 budget, $150 million budget, it's going to take the essence away from what Deadpool really is. So, they're not going to be shooting for a high budget Deadpool film, but yeah, last one was like around $80 million.
I tend to agree, although you could just pay him more money.
Brian says it's called Deadpool or Logan. First of all, Logan sucked.
Yeah, Logan was
and
not good.
There was no boobs in Logan, right?
Not that I remember.
That was rated R just for cussing, I think.
No, in the violence.
Okay.
And there was no boobs in Deadpool.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was some pretty graphic. I remember, you know, the girlfriend attacking him from behind. There was an awful lot of sex in there.
Yeah, but I don't think there was any like straight on boobs.
I don't remember.
No, there wasn't.
Hmm. But that's why I'm saying DC should do that. Well, get me on the phone with the head of DC Studios.
Okay, I'm on it.
Get him to email me. I'll figure this thing out for him. I'll try to help him out. Logan. Quit telling me about Logan. Logan's a stupid movie.
It's what's funny is a couple people who I really respect say, oh, you got to see this. It's awesome. And I'm like, the whole time I'm waiting for it to get better. It's just, okay, it's got to get better, right? Nope, never did. Yeah.
It's a movie about Wolverine where he doesn't have any powers.
And he's old.
Yeah. Who wants to watch that?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sure there's one or two people out there who liked it.
Like, that's like saying, okay, let's watch a Cavaliers game where LeBron, he got concussed and he forgot how to play basketball.
No, better yet, let's watch a Rockets game where they pull Akeem Olajuwon off the bench out there at his age now and put him on the court.
Yeah, where Clyde Drexler gets Harden's minutes.
Instead, you know what you ought to do? Order Sherry's Berries for your mom. And listen, your mom brought you into the world. You got a mom. You may have a grandmother. You may have the mother of your children. Any one of them you need to take care of. And you really want to get a great reaction, Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries is going to do it for you because there's nothing like when these things show up the way that they react. And a gift from Sherry's Berries, it shows that you put thought into it. She'll love it. Right now, you can send Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or, check this out, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required.
Yeah, the fresh, juicy strawberries. They're dipped in milk, dark, and white chocolatey goodness. You choose the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. It's simple as that. Customer satisfaction is a priority for them. So it's guaranteed or your money back. This is a great, unique gift. It's perfect for sharing, although mom may not want to. And they've got more than just berries. They've added amazing new treats like Mother's Day cake pops, strawberry cheesecake bites, and artisanal chocolate truffles. Hurry and order today. Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. Only one way to get this great deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, you can also double the berries for $10 more. Berries.com. Berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
On your knees, dog. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you know what that music means. It's time for Houston Chronicle columnist, all-around dude, Jerome Solomon. What's going on, Jerome?
What's happening, gentlemen? Oh, big night for the Rockets. Get to close out. Chris Paul gets to go to his first conference final, theoretically.
Theoretically.
All they have to do is win, you know.
It seems
they should.
Yeah, they should. It seems pretty low. I think I don't know if you felt the same way, but I felt when they went to Utah that if Utah came out of there with a split, they may have some kind of a confidence going into the rest of this, like going through the rest of the series. But to lose both their home games, I feel like it's over.
I thought Utah would need more than a confidence. They would need a sprained ankle or busted knee or something from one of the stars for it to really matter. I mean, I thought going in, and I wrote it, I was like, no, the Rockets aren't going up to Utah to win a game or to get home court advantage back. They should go up there to win too and win them comfortably. The only reason Utah won was because the Rockets didn't play worth a darn in game two. It wasn't because Utah's so good and that stupid narrative of, oh, Quinn Snyder's such a great coach. Okay, he can coach, but so? So can Mike D'Antoni, and Mike D'Antoni is a better player. So the Rockets should have been embarrassed by losing that game, and I expected them to do exactly what they're doing.
So you assume it's over tonight, just like the rest of us. We're all already looking ahead to Warriors-Rockets. So your initial thoughts on that?
It's going to be fun. I mean, I think all predictions are pretty much off the table. We'll all make them and have our thoughts on them. I heard you guys earlier with Warriors in seven, and AJ with the Warriors in six. If it goes seven, I'd much more lean toward the Rockets. But I'd be thinking Warriors in six. But I really do believe that, if the Rockets play their best game, they win. How many times can they do that in a seven-game series? If the Warriors play their best game, they win. how many times will they do it? If both of them play fairly well, then who wins the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter? And if both of them have off nights, who wins the last 6 minutes? I just don't think there's a clear cut. Here's a prediction of how it's going to go. We just don't know. Hell, the Rockets could play four pretty good games and get swept because the Warriors are that good, you know, and the Warriors can play, okay, decently for four games and lose in five because the Rockets can get hot at the right time. And they haven't been hot in the playoffs yet. So I can't call it. I'm not even going to even attempt to. I might be forced to at some point, but I have no idea till we see how they match up and play. And game over game, game after game, it could be very different because, you know, I mean, think about it. Steph Curry, they're playing tomorrow night, and Steph Curry goes out, lights it up for 40. Oh, Golden State wins. They play tomorrow night, and Chris Paul goes off for 35. The Rockets win. And all of them are capable of doing that, you know. And it's just one of those where there are enough players on each team who can almost win a game by himself by being exceptional. You just don't know who's going to be exceptional more than the other guys. It's going to be fun.
You know, Clint Capella has been a real key for the Rockets in these playoffs, and he's gone against two high-profile bigs in Karl-Anthony Towns and now Rudy Gobert, and has gotten the better of both of them. Do you think that the matchup with Draymond Green is different, or do you think this is a matchup that he can dominate the way he has these other guys?
It is different because of the way Draymond plays, and you know,
not a traditional big.
Yeah, he's not a traditional big for one, but more importantly, I don't think you would come close to comparing the mental makeup of Karl-Anthony Towns and Gobert to Draymond Green. He has a significant edge over those guys, but you got to give Capella his due. I mean, I'm not surprised by what he's done to Gobert. Little surprised by what he's able to do with Towns, but it's part of that is his maturity and him stepping up. And the thing that he said after Sunday night's game, talking about Clint Capella, that he decided he's not scoring in my paint. We haven't heard anybody talk about my paint and mean it in 20 years here in Houston. Yao Ming wanted to be his paint, but he never said it. He didn't mean it. Dwight Howard came and talked about it being his paint, but he was just talking. This kid has actually made it his. He's not as talented as a lot of other big men who come across through the league over the years, but he believes in himself a lot more than we would have expected a couple of years ago. It'll be interesting to see what he does, but he's got to handle Draymond Green mentally, and he has to outplay him offensively by beating him up the court and dunking every chance he gets, because Draymond is going to mess with him. And it's like I said earlier, I have no idea what's going to happen between the two of them. It's going to be fun to watch, though.
How are you feeling about your Astros these days? Got a nice win last night, but it's been like feast or famine for them. They're either going to score a bunch of runs or they're going to come out and score one.
Yeah, it's just so early, and you'd be a lot more panicky if they didn't have options, if they didn't have guys who have ever done it before. And you're sitting here going, well, you know, the bottom of the order is always going to be a problem all season long. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because those guys at the bottom of the order have produced before, and there are guys waiting in the wings in the minor leagues ready to get their opportunity. So, it's not nitpicking, because it's a true negative part of the team, but it's nitpicking in that you're like, you really want them to be the best at everything on the field across the board to have a chance to win? No. If the playoffs started today, the Astros would be a favorite. they'd be a hard team to beat, a hard out, and they will be come, you know, October. So no need to freak out over it just yet. You do need some guys to play better than they have to this point of the season, and I expect them to. And more importantly, if they don't, those guys won't be playing come September. Those guys will be gone. Other guys will be moved in, or they'll make moves. So, way too early to worry.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, Chronicle genius that he is. And good stuff, Jerome. Glad you weren't on T-Mobile today.
Well, maybe my phone is better inside Toyota Center than it is at home.
Well, I think it is.
Enjoy the game, my man. We will talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Later.
All right. That's Jerome.
Confidence high with that one.
I don't blame him. I'm pretty confident tonight, too.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
I feel like he doesn't want to say it, but I think he feels like the Rockets are going to beat the Warriors.
Yeah. I think that's, well, he won't come out and say it because then he'll look stupid if it doesn't happen.
Right.
And he can kind of come back and say, well, I kind of thought it.
We just don't care if we look stupid.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to look stupid. That's part of my job. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We will have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Make sure you're checking out SportsMap. At SportsMapHOU on Twitter, Houston.SportsMap.com. SportsMap.com works. Any one of them. Go check out SportsMap. And great stuff on there, as always. And you know how I get something in my head that, okay, I know I can watch this damn thing somehow or another. I've officially given up. Everything everybody suggested has not worked.
Give up.
I get commercials, and then I hate giving up. But this makes absolutely zero sense.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, now I'm pissed off, and I'm about to piss you off.
Oh, boy.
So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. You're not going to like this.
Probably not.
They're going to send us to London for the London Super Bowl. You're not going to go. You know why?
Because it's not in America.
Well,
not going to send us there.
No, but if they did, you would say no. You wouldn't go.
I probably wouldn't want to go.
Well, I mean, on the surface, it seems like it'd be kind of cool. But there's only one problem.
What's the problem?
UK is going to eliminate wet wipes in an attempt to crack down on plastic pollution.
What?
Yes, their government is eliminating wet wipes as part of the drive to cut down on pollution. Prime Minister Theresa May has already pledged to outlaw plastic cotton buds, straws, and drink stirrers. Now, Environmental Secretary Michael Gove has his sights set on wet wipes.
Dude.
Which are often made of polyester and take years to degrade.
That's garbage, man. Let me tell you something. What are they going to do about babies?
Now they're going to get rid of them, too.
They're going to get rid of babies?
I would.
Or get rid of babies' wet wipes?
I think they're going to have to get rid of babies.
Might have to. You know, Tyler, he retweeted earlier. No, he doesn't have a baby. I don't know if he has a baby. Okay. I don't think he has a baby. But he retweeted earlier somebody was saying, why aren't we throwing our garbage into the liquid hot magma in Hawaii and just incinerating it all? And there's no pollution. It's just gone. Why doesn't the UK bring over their wet wipes, pay us a fee, and they can dump their wet wipes in our volcano?
Why not put their babies in there?
Fred, that saves the whole problem.
What? What?
Because then we still can't use wet wipes. Just because babies are gone, they're still going to banish wet wipes.
I just think that maybe you're in the minority here.
The wet wipe situation is much more of a pressing issue than the baby situation. God, there's going to be a bunch of dirty butts over in England. That's gross. Mm-hmm.
So you got dirty butts. They got bad teeth. They got soccer.
I'm telling you, man. If you don't use wet wipes, it's 2018. If you're not using wet wipes, you're like Cro-Magnon man, basically, right now.
But you're ruining the environment, apparently.
So?
Yeah, I forgot this is a guy who used to throw his trash on the road, so.
My Apple Core? Listen, they're flushable wipes. Maybe England needs to upgrade their sewer systems.
In southwest London, a massive clump of used wet wipes has managed to change the shape of the riverbed. The aptly named Kirsten Downer who is from Tim's, a charity that works to clean up rivers and canals, told the Guardian, "You need to get at low tide to see the mounds forming. The Thames riverbed is changing. Wet wipes are accumulating on the riverbed and affecting the shape of it. It looks natural, but when you get close, you can see these clumps are composed of wet wipes mixed with twigs and mud."
Mmm, delicious.
What the hell are wet wipes doing in the Thames?
Yeah, why are you dumping your sewers into a river?
Wipes make up a whopping 93% of the material causing blockages in sewer systems.
Well, listen, I'm not giving them up.
Well, it sounds like the English are kind of with you, that they've made the switch.
They should.
So.
I still don't. There's still people who think it's weird to use wet wipes. And I'm like, dude, it's weird to walk around with poo on your butt all day. That's what's weird. Wet wipes is normal.
You're just
fascinated. That's the new normal.
You're absolutely fascinated by poo. I've never seen anyone with as much fascination about that.
Because I don't want it on me? Yeah, I'm fascinated with that.
No, it's not just that. You're all about poo all the time.
I mean, poo.
Well, I take it back. He's more obsessed than you are.
He's more obsessed than I am.
But you both are, like, way beyond normal when it comes to poo obsessions.
I just think that, like, there's no place for poo on you. And if you're using regular toilet paper, you still have poop on you.
No, just check your work. That's all you gotta do.
That's not enough.
You had to use proofread, you're fine.
That's not enough.
It's enough.
So if you got poop on your hand, what would you do? Would you just wipe it off with some dry paper and say, well, I guess I'm good?
I would clean it off just like a normal person would.
Okay, but your butt, you won't?
Yeah,
you'll just wipe it with some dry paper and say, well, I'm good?
No, I'm not gonna get into the details of what I do, but it's not unsanitary, so you can just stop.
Oh, you have a bidet?
No. I'm not getting into it. That's nobody's freaking business.
Tell us how you wipe your ass, no, Fred. Come on.
No, I'm not going to. It's none of your damn business, dickweeds.
It's everybody's business.
No.
You're a public figure.
You do you. I'll do me.
You're a public
figure. Leave
it
alone.
We have the right to know. How do you wipe?
No, you don't have the right to know. There are certain things that you have no
reason
to know. You
wipe back to front?
I'm not discussing this with you. It's none of your effing business.
Do you use like a water bottle and spray up there?
No, you can just keep talking. I'm not responding to you.
It's
none of your business. What I do is my business.
I know, but what I'm talking about after you do your business, what do you do to clean it up?
You're so obsessed with poo, it's embarrassing. My goodness. Why don't you be obsessed with boobs or something normal?
Fred,
really hot women. Why is it?
Okay, Fred Weinstein, I just want to know how you wipe.
Where did that come? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I don't know. You're telling me, why don't you be obsessed with boobs or hot women? I'm just saying there's more to life than that.
If poo is more important to you than boobs,
you know what hot
we have nothing left to say.
You know what hot women hate? Guys who don't get all the poop off of them.
I don't know where this came from. I don't know if you had poo thrown on you when you were a kid or something and you just never gotten over it. But it's a little embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's embarrassing to walk around with poo still on you.
You worry about yourself and let everybody else worry about what they do.
Fred, poo is a public problem.
Stop.
It's hygiene. If people aren't hygienic, then what? The society's just got no rules? Just saying. We have the technology now to actually clean.
Listen, I actually use wet wipes, but that's none of your bleeping business what I do.
I knew you'd tell me.
No, but I don't use them all the time because I don't need to all the time.
You do.
No.
Jong, are you full-time wet wipes now?
Yeah. Amazon has some sales on Cottonelle sometime, and they're like, I forget what it is. It's like 20 pack or something for real cheap. I buy those and just stock up.
Yeah. Listen, man. It's 2018. If you're using dry toilet paper, I don't know what to say.
I use both.
Oh, yeah, I don't have the need for it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have the need for it anymore.
Well, because when you finish, you want to dry and then you want to go with the white.
I like to air dry.
Wipe with the wet and then I dry again. So
I like air dry.
No, I don't like that feeling.
Because if you're wet and then you use the dry toilet paper, sometimes the dry toilet paper will leave dingleberries. It'll like leave little chunks of paper.
Yeah, I really regret using this as the gem of the day. I know I'm asking for it. Anytime that I bring up anything with wet wipes, AJ is going to go on a 20-minute diatribe about poo. Or John's going to play the damn song, or both. My fault.
Does it make you so mad that I'm doing a public service? I'm trying to teach people the gospel of the wet wipe?
No, I have no problem with you doing that. That's your business. But, you know, I don't share your passion for it.
Well.
And I'm not going to have my butt wiping be dragged across the radio just so you're satisfied with what I do. What I do is my business. I don't care what you think.
You care.
No, I don't.
You care.
No. But I will not, from now on, any wet wipe stories on the show are not being brought up by me.
I'm going to Google search wet wipes every day.
I'm sure you will.
You know what else I'm going to Google search? Lightstream. I have no idea what it is. Why don't you tell me?
Well, I will tell you, but...
what are you ordering? Probably, you ordering wet wipes right now?
No, but you know, you probably are spending way too much money on yours, and you probably run your credit cards up because of it.
No, I don't.
Yep, you have. You have. You spend too much money. But you can refinance your debt right now with a credit card.
Wet wipes?
With a credit card consolidation from Lightstream. See, this is the problem. See, he spent so much money on those. He ran his credit cards up. He's paying way, way too much in interest. Well, Lightstream, you can refinance your debt. They'll give you a credit card consolidation loan. They reward consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. How about this? I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it's not 5.49%. And you can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with auto pay and no fees. The application is 100% online. It's a simple and painless process. And the money can be deposited into your account, so you're in control. You even get the funds as soon as the day you apply. How about this? If you apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates, the only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Blitz. That's Lightstream.com/Blitz, LightStream.com/Blitz. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
And I wipe and wipe to brown leaves town. I put it in the potty and flush it down.